Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good morning, everyone. Today is April 26, 2014, and you're tuned into the episode of The Bright Side with Technisha. And yes, I'm starting early because this is an interesting topic that I want to just focus on, and it's inspirational. Now, we all have seen the movie Hotel Rwanda, I hope, and it just really, it took you right here in your heart. And if you didn't feel that, then I just feel sorry for you. You didn't have an open mind to it. But I'm here with Caitlin Kaysen. Did I say it correctly, Caitlin, or is it Caitlin?
It's Caitlin Kaysen, actually.
Okay. And
yeah, but you were close enough.
Oh, well, thank you. I try. And you're part of this movement called Karima. That's correct?
Yes, Karima. It's it means to create in Kinyarwandan, which is the language in Rwanda.
Okay. And I really appreciate that you're here because we're actually celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide, and we're celebrating the progress in the future of Rwanda.
Yeah.
As we were discussing earlier, before we even got on, that the movie Hotel Rwanda really kind of took you into it all, showed you what it was about. Because actually, the president, he was between the Hutus. And, I mean, that was just a tragic moment, especially when I saw parts where they were driving over the dead bodies. I was like, wow. And then they tried to get help from United Nations, and that didn't even help them. They could only take so many people. And then it was children they were killing. Oh, man, the movie just was overwhelming. It was.
It is. It's a very overwhelming movie, and it's very real. Over the course of 100 days, roughly 1 million lives were lost. So that's about 10,000 deaths per day, which is, to me, unfathomable. I can't even imagine that many people dying in one day. But
I mean, what I don't get is, okay, the president died, so that made them act rebellious?
Well, the president's plane was shot down by one of these groups in Rwanda, and then that's what ignited the genocide and the mass killing.
And see, they don't have really no government like we do, so there was no control, and the women over there was systematically and brutally raped. And I think they said I think you're right. It was estimated that some 200,000 people were participating in the perpetration of the Rwanda genocide. And Caitlin is actually, she's part of this dance movement, and Caitlin, you're supposed to be coming to Atlanta to celebrate this as well. This is your first stop today.
Yeah, actually we have 22 classes happening in Georgia and 10 in Atlanta alone. And then outside of Georgia, we have more than 70 classes happening all around the world today. It's the Rebecca Davis Dance Company that's hosting this event, which we've entitled Karuema, Moving at the Speed of Peace. And basically, this is it's a movement to bring dance teachers from all over the world to come together today in this 24-hour span to dance, to commemorate the lives that were lost during the Rwandan genocide, but also to celebrate the future of the country, to celebrate the progress that they've made and the push that they are making to move forward and move into a more positive place in the country.
Oh, that's so inspiring. But how did you actually get started on this? What made you want to just focus on Rwanda?
Well, actually, the director of the company, Rebecca Davis, so it's her company, Rebecca Davis Dance Company, she started working in Rwanda back in 2008. She started doing traveling to Rwanda and working with some kids there and teaching some dance classes. But the bulk of the work of her program didn't begin until 2010. And at that point, she partnered with a country partner there and started working with street kids, teaching them dance. And in Rwanda specifically, we also work on IT skills with them. So we're using dance to build cognitive skills in the hopes that they will start to succeed in the dance classes, and then we're able to hopefully send them to boarding schools if they start to do well in the dance classes.
Oh, well, now, see, that's good. See, promoting education, and you're promoting people to just get out there and be engaged. We have to educate ourselves and others to instigate change in this world, and that's what it's all about. And I'm glad that you have brought this to Atlanta. Start off with us first and then move on out. So what other part of the world are you going to spread this out to?
Well, the company, RDDC, has programs in Bosnia, in Guinea, and Rwanda. But Rwanda is our largest program. And then today, the event that's happening today, we have people all over the world dancing for Rwanda today. We have classes going on in Russia. We have classes in Turkey. We obviously have a bunch of classes in the United States. Canada is holding some classes. We have classes happening in the UK, in Spain, in Germany, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Of course, in Bosnia, Guinea, and Rwanda, all of our programs are hosting classes for us. So we really have a wide spread of classes and teachers and styles of dance and age groups that are being targeted all over the world.
Oh, see, I love this. How can people actually become involved in this?
That's a great question. So leading up until today, we were registering teachers. Anyone who was interested in teaching a dance or movement class could register, of course, no fee. You know, it's just a registration. And then there was three simple rules that we were asking that all teachers follow. You know, the class can be any style, any length, any student base that you would like, but we were asking that the teachers hold 1 minute of silence at some point during the class to commemorate the 1 million victims who were lost in the genocide. We were also asking that all teachers and students in these classes connect with Rebecca Davis Dance Company on social media, on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. And the third thing we were asking of the teachers is that after their class, they post a picture or a video or something from their class to our social media sites, so that we can share with the rest of the world and the rest of our followers and people who couldn't necessarily partake in the event today, still share the message of what's happening today in this, like, huge, exciting, big event to celebrate the people of Rwanda.
Well, and that's good, because, you know, I was actually reading an article not too long ago about Rwanda, and they were saying that, you know, even after these 20 years ago, now they're living side by side with the relatives of the dead, and life expectancy has doubled, and Rwanda really has wowed donors and investors with its economic gains, despite that I think they still have this authoritarian president now and everything.
Yeah, Rebecca, actually, I have never been to Rwanda. I'm traveling there this summer with the company, with RDDC, to teach. But Rebecca was sharing with me a thought that she has about Rwanda and working there, is that this country has gone through one of the most devastating atrocities ever to occur in this world, yet they've had also one of the biggest turnarounds. And so she feels it's very inspiring to work there, because things can happen, change can happen, there's hope there, there's promise of a brighter future. And so she feels, and I'm sure that I will after I'm able to visit the country and work with our team there, that the energy is very inspiring and powerful.
Oh, yes, it is. It's very powerful. And I'm glad that you ladies, like I said, put this together, God working through you to do this. And that's good that you're able to get up and spread the word about that. A lot of people figure that if they're not in these countries, it has no concern to me. But you really have to think, anything that happens across seas, it really does affect you, regardless if you're there or not. We just don't know it, because we sometimes fail to want to realize it, or we're just too lazy to find our information for ourselves. But it affects you in any kind of way. And like I said, just watch a Hotel Rwanda. If that doesn't touch your heart, then you really have a closed mind, because that movie just to get over, no matter who act in it. It's just a thought, just to know that somebody's child was getting killed, somebody's wife was getting raped, just because of the literacy that they didn't have to understand, okay, this man got shot, so now I got to take over and I want to kill everybody. And they didn't have the common sense to think any better. So I really do appreciate you ladies for doing this. Also, I was reading about Jazzy Fitness. Who is this, Jazzy Fitness? Is this another company?
That Jazzy Fitness, where were you reading about them?
Just happened to pull them up. I think it was a blog. It was dance performance.
Oh, okay. You know what? I've actually not heard of them. Are they an Atlanta-based
Yes, they're supposed to be a faith-based startup that produces the bold Christian hip-hop dance fitness DVDs, and they teamed up with Rebecca.
They're teaching a class for the event today. Yeah, so they're hosting a class. We have, it's one of the over 70 classes that we have happening today.
And the good thing, the classes are free and open to the public.
Yes,
okay,
the classes
good.
Are all free to anyone who's interested in coming. On the website, Kariuema, KUREMA.org, you can see an interactive map that lists all of the classes we have happening today, the teacher who's teaching them, the location, the time that the class is happening, and the style of dance that it is. And they're open to all levels, all people of experience with dance or no experience with dance. We're really just using today as an opportunity to bring as many people as we can together around the world to dance and share this passion and hope for the future for Wanda.
Now, Caitlin, do they just come out or do they have to register for these classes?
If somebody is interested in taking a class at a studio, I would recommend going to kariuema.org and then finding the class that you're interested in taking, and then just contact that studio and just double check in on the time and, you know, that you can join in on the class. But if there's any questions about the event, anyone is able to contact me by email. I'm happy to answer any more detailed questions or give more information about the event and about our work in Rwanda.
Well, I do thank you so much for being on the show, Caitlin. This is an inspiring moment. It's an extraordinary event, so I hope everyone gets a chance to come out. If I didn't have to go to work at 2 o'clock today, I definitely would do it, because this is the opportunity to do it now. This is their only one day that they're going to be in Atlanta today, so let's get out, let's support, let's get educated, and have an open mind. Caitlin, I thank you so much, and I bless you and them and Rebecca and all of you who support this.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, the event is happening today, but our work in Rwanda is always going on. So I would really urge everyone to connect with Rebecca Davis Dance on social media. Our Facebook is really our biggest social media outlet. We post information about Rwanda all the time. So really just becoming aware of what's going on there and what's going on in these other post-conflict countries and in currently conflicting countries is really what this event is about, is just bringing awareness, sharing hope, and sharing awareness.
Exactly. Well, Caitlin, you have a blessed one. Thank you so much for taking time out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Technisha, so much for having me today. I hope to be in touch with you again soon.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, people, as Caitlin said, just please get out here. We got to give back, regardless if you not in this country. It just touches you in so many ways. So please get out. And, I mean, it's dancing, so you're going to have fun at the same time while getting educated. So just do that today. Go on the website. It's kariuema.org. That's KUREMA.org. If you need to get in touch with Caitlin, her information is Caitlin@RebeccaDavisDance.com. That's Caitlin, Caitlyn, at RebeccaDavisDance.com. So let's get involved. Let's get educated. As I said, this is the time to do it now. Let's not wait. Anyhow, coming up next, I will have Karen Beach. She is the author of Get It Together, Girl Workbook. That's right. Get yourself in order with your relationships. Get your household together. Get it cleaned up. It's time. Let's stop being messy, ladies. Let's get that refrigerator cleaned out. But she'll be coming up in 15 more minutes. So let's stay tuned on Blog Talk Radio with the girl, Technisha, the Bright Side with Technisha.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say, we want you to be okay. Enroll, we say, take care, people, for goodness sake.
Health insurance is now affordable and covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people.
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
Yo, lady, you ready to game again?
Oh, baby.
Not ready.
Hey, yeah.
Well, Mark,
yeah.
You're set. Here we go.
Take it. Girl, I hope you choose to stay so we can play this little game we play. We go high and I will sleep. Let me be the one. Thinking about you every day, got me feeling kind of freaky. Girl, why you wanna leave me that way?
Boy, I don't wanna leave you, so I'll stay for a little while. But we play by my rules, 'cause me and
speak.
like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Well, I was just reading an article on Yahoo about the students in Uganda, since we're focusing on Rwanda today as well. Well, the students in Uganda are now facing up to 6 months in jail if they fail to repay student loans. And the president, Yoweri, has warned them about this. And he's also speaking on Thursday at the launch of a government loan program to encourage poor students to go to higher education. He warned that those who fail to repay face a fine of some $400, 290 euros in their country, or jail for half a year. Now, this is just ridiculous, because they're showing a young lady who inhaled tear gas and she's getting carried away by some students. I mean, is that really necessary? But, you know, they don't have the same type of government that we actually have. That's why I was saying earlier, people, we have to start getting involved, because that affects us in all sorts of ways. And I know that we're thinking that it doesn't. And especially as a parent, and you're having problems paying for your child going to school, so you have to imagine what it's probably like for the parents over there having problems and paying money for the students who don't get government sponsorship. And that's why I said, We have to get involved. We do. This is just getting ridiculous. But anyhow, in 3 more minutes, I will have Karen Beach coming up. She will be talking about, like I said, get together, girl. It's time to start snapping it. Snap, pop, drop, lock it, pop it, everything, honey. We got to get back in tune. So Karen Beach will be coming up, so stay tuned for that. All right. Thank you for staying tuned and with me. I appreciate your patience and your love. Like I said, on the line, I have Karen Beach, who is the author of Get It Together Girl Workbook. She's also the host of Get It Together on Blog Talk Radio. And this is for you, man, too. It's not just about when we talk about getting together with your personal parents, your success life. We got to stop playing the blame game and know where it's coming from. You know who we're talking to. You know who you are. So, Karen, thank you for being on the show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
It's really an honor, I mean, because you've been doing this for a while, your talk show, right?
Actually, I started the talk show in September, but I've been doing the workbook for about 3 years.
Okay. Now, how did the workbook come about?
The workbook came about, my degree is in broadcasting, which is why I ended up back at Blog Talk Radio, but I wasn't really making the living I wanted to make in broadcasting. I wanted to do crazy things like eat and get gas. So I switched into corporate training, and the problem with corporate training is that you're always trying to convince people that they need to learn what you have to teach. So I went on a game show. I won a bunch of money, and I ended up paying for my coaching certification. You know, a lot of people like to say they're coaches, but I didn't want to say it without having training. So I got my coaching certification, and I realized that most of my clients, it wasn't big things that were stopping them from doing what they wanted to do. It was the small things. And so that prompted me to write the first Get It Together Girl workbook, which was on organizing your home in 15 minutes a day. Because a little bit of organization goes a long way. You don't have to start your morning stressed and rushing, you know. So that is the point of that book, because a little organization can bring a lot of peace to your life. The second one was on managing your time. It's 2 weeks of a different time-saving tip a day, and then I've got some good time-saving apps and websites in the back. My third one was on goal setting. And my fourth one, which is coming out probably at the end of this month, is on saving money.
Okay. And that's a good thing, because especially when you aren't organized, like you said, you really be thrown off key, because I feel the same way if I don't have this put in this certain order. And when you're organized, it flows better. It does.
Right.
So, Tara, in all, what is the Get It Together philosophy?
The Get It Together Girl philosophy is start where you are, use what you have, and you can get what you want. Don't wait until you have more money. Don't wait until you get married. I own my own home, and I love it. And I didn't wait till I got married, because I'd still be waiting. I'm still waiting for a decent dinner. So with somebody done as a fool. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But you have to do what you can. Start where you are. And use what you have. And you might be taking baby steps, but those baby steps consistently can make a difference. A baby starts with baby steps, but what happens? In a minute, they're walking without help. They're running. And the same thing with us. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah. My dog needs to get it together right now. Sorry.
Yeah, you wanted to hear you on the show.
Exactly.
But that's why. But Karen, when you say use what you got, we're not talking about just using.
No, you know, we're not talking about it. Just in that sense.
Exactly. We're not using your assets, ladies, not those.
Yeah. Now you have other assets. Use the education that you have. Start with the job that you're at. Use what little money you have. And sometimes you might have to think out the box and be a little bit more creative till you can get to where you want to be. You know, if you start saving $5 a week, in a year, I don't know how much that is. I can't do math in my head, so let me see. If you would end up with some money, let me put that way. If you save $5 a week, it's so sad how I can't do math.
Hey, Karen, we in the same boat, and I'm telling you, all this new math that they have coming out now, it's like nothing.
I can't even do the old math.
Why? And then you forget, because they'll bring the work to me. My girls will bring it to me, and I'm like, hold on, let me go through my memory bank of do this, because I know how to do it, but then I got to explain it to you, and I'm like, okay, regrouping this. Okay, now I understand. Because I actually had to look up some YouTube videos on how to regroup to teach them, because I'm like, I know how to add, but they don't know how to do it. So now I got to watch these videos to refresh
figure it out. Okay, but I did through the calculator. If you just say $5 a week, that's $260 a year.
I definitely need to start doing that. Since I'm a servitude, just start putting $5 to the side. It's $5 out my daily tip. Just put it to the side. That's what I need to start doing.
And, you know, if you get my book when it comes out, you could be saving almost $200 a month.
And people don't understand, you could actually be successful. I mean, we look at Oprah Winfrey's status and say, oh, wow, but you could actually get there. It's just how you plan, and then it also, if you're being positive in the factor.
You know what, and the thing about getting it together is one thing you want to get together is your happiness. And you don't have to be Oprah to be happy.
You don't have to
go to the club and pop Chris and making it rain. You don't have to do all that to be happy. You can be happy right now. I'm very happy right now.
Well, no, I am. I'm happy. I don't have too much debt. I mean, I got some student loans, but I am happy. I'm content. I don't want to go over my means and be pulling out my hair, because some of the people you look at, you be thinking, oh, yeah, they buying nice cars, they in a nice house. Honey, them people be having their hair pulled out. You don't know what they're going through behind them
closed
doors.
You know, in my book, I hate to keep promoting it, but I have a chapter about who are the Joneses. Who are these people you're trying to keep up with? Because in most of the cases, they're not living as large as you think. You know, you don't know how much they have in the bank. You don't know what their credit card, how many credit cards they have maxed out. You know, and, yeah, they look good when they're outside the house, but what happens when they're home?
Right. That is true. Because in your eyesight, they're talking, oh, it's a glamorous life. Because I sometimes get caught up like, I'm like, man, I wish I could do just like you, just travel and travel and travel. It's like you said, you don't know what they're actually going through. They could be broke. You don't know that they're asking for somebody for some rent money or help them out on their mortgage. You really don't. And they're not going to tell you that. They're going to make it look like they're living it up. Yeah, they sure are.
You know, and when I bought my house, I got approved for a lot more than I can afford, and I knew that. I'm looking at my check every week. I'm looking at my expenses, and they're like, you can afford this much house. I would have been in foreclosure within 3 months. So when my realtor asked me, what is your price range, I based it on what I could afford. I'm like, this is the mortgage payment I'm looking at. This is how much I have to put down. What are we working with? And I found a house that fit that. You know, I have relatives, oh, you have a nice, cute little house. And the way they say it, it's like, yeah, I can have a bigger house, but who am I trying to impress? I have the perfect size. It's just me and the dog. So I've got the perfect size house. It fits my needs. I don't need to get a larger house to impress somebody else. They're not living here. They're not paying my bills.
Right. That's right. Nobody knows. What mother always used to tell us, nobody knows your business unless you tell them.
Exactly. And you're creating, you know, we talked about stress with organizing your home, But yes. When you're living beyond your means, you're creating stress for yourself. You can't pick up the phone because the creditor's calling. You go out to lunch for work, and then you got to be calling to see if you got enough money to afford a sandwich on this card. You know, all that stuff makes you more stressful, and it keeps you from being happy, and it keeps you from living the life you want to live.
Right. Yes. So I was just explaining that to my husband not too long ago about when we go on these trips. Yeah, we love to go, but at the same time, what I end up doing is sometime I will end it, and then when I go out of town, I'm like, darn it, I don't have enough. I told him that's not how I want it to be. When we go somewhere, I want it to be relaxed, knowing that we have enough funds. So I put enough for us to go for this summer so we can go to Tampa, Florida. I was like, no, because we're not doing this again. We're not going to go somewhere and we can't really enjoy ourselves because, oh, I got to watch my bank account. Oh, I'm going overdraft. Yeah.
You know, there's a commercial I see here, and it drives me crazy. And I'm in Charlotte. And it's two women talking, and one's talking about this great vacation she went on. And her friend's like, well, how did you afford it? And she said she paid for it with a payday loan. I just want to reach in that TV and smack her. You know, and
like, really? Did you just say
I did that a couple years ago. I got kind of jammed up, and I thought about that, and that was the worst thing I could have ever done. It was the worst thing I could have ever done. And Montel Williams, I've lost a lot of respect from him. He's on the money lending something commercials where he's trying to get people to, oh, you know, if you can't pay your electric bill, you need to get a payday loan. It's like, no, you don't. You need to call the company and tell them your situation and work out a deal.
Because you're only going to be in more debt. Because I don't know why people them loans, just like student loans, you do have to pay that money back. Oh, yes, they want all their money.
And more than a student loan, the interest rate is crazy. You can't even get those in North Carolina. You got to go over the border into South Carolina because North Carolina outlawed them.
Oh, man, I wish we could do that here in Georgia. Sure, I'm tired of them little interest. That's how the student loans doing me. The interest part. Wait a minute. You got interest, then I still got to pay. I'm going to be paying till I'm 60 probably. Lord,
President Obama paid his off with his book proceeds. So it's just like you get in the situation that you can't get out of. And I remember back in the day when I was in college, I remember people taking that student loan money, buying cars, going crazy. And if you don't end up with your degree, you wasted that money. And now you got to pay it back.
And I ended up with mine. I just didn't end up with the career that I wanted because I went into communications, too. I went to Clayton State University, graduated in 2011, so I'm still looking. That's why I started the radio show myself because I was like, well, I'm not really getting to that field, and I'm still working as a waitress. So, you know, I try to make my ends meet. But hopefully one day I have them student loans paid off, Karen, or I either hit the lottery. One of them come true.
Yeah.
Something.
I mean, and if you know what you love and you focus on doing that and you make smart decisions along the way, you'll get there. And when I say smart decisions, I mean decisions that benefit you, not decisions that make you look good to someone else.
Right. Now, Karen, also, a lot of the guests probably don't know that you actually been on the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. How was that experience?
Well, you know, the moral of that story is you have to take opportunity when it presents itself. Now, all my life, I've been that person that goes, really? Why is that? And then I look it up. I mean, I Google stuff at least 5-6 times a day, if not more. I'll be watching TV and I'll see something. I'll be like, oh, let me find out about that. So as a result, my mind is filled with absolutely useless knowledge. And people always tell me, you should go on a game show. But my thing is I wanted to be the only guest. I didn't want to have to compete on a buzzer or something. And I wanted to go to something with multiple choice because most of the time I could figure out the answer. So I was watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire one night, and they said they were coming to Charlotte to audition. So I went to work the next day, and I told my boss I'm going to the audition. And she was like, okay, I'll go with you. But then something came up, and she didn't go. I went, and I ended up, they ended up picking me to be on the show. So I went. I took advantage of that. They were only here one day. So my thing is, you need to be ready when opportunity presents itself. Don't assume it's going to come back.
Right.
And so I went on, and I ended up winning $100,000.
Oh, yeah. See, that was nice, though.
It sounds like a lot, but then you got to think about the fact that half of it went to the government.
Yeah, because I was just going to ask you that, too. Did they tax that? Because I know they had a report on what the show, The Price is Right, and a lot of people were talking about, oh, yeah, they wanted the money. But one woman, she just came out like you said, too, Karen. They took that money because the government has to get that. Yeah.
Oh, but as soon as you win, when you go backstage, they've got the paperwork for you to fill out because they are reporting that to the IRS, and they give – the thing is, they gave me a check for the whole amount, but I had to take it upon myself to figure out how to pay those taxes.
Right. Oh, boy. And that's the gimmick. We'd be going on these shows thinking we're getting all that money. Yeah, sure. Government coming right on in. Give me my half. Now, Karen,
yep.
Also,
and you know, when you don't have kids and you don't have a house at the time, they were chomping at the bit to get my money.
Yep. That's how they do you. Especially with that show when Oprah used to have hers. You get a car. They said, some people say, yeah, I did get the car, and I still had to pay some money on it.
you still got to pay the taxes. You still owe the tax man.
Yeah, you get this car, right? Don't get them taxes right along with it. Oprah put that fine print at the very end of it. Taxes, you still got the old taxes on. Yeah, we still need our money.
Yeah, but, Oprah ain't the government, so you still got to pay up.
Right. So Karen, what is the Focus 15 that you focus on in your workbook?
Well, the Focus 15 is to take 15 minutes and focus on one task. So in my organization book, I asked you to give me, Monday through Friday for 4 weeks, a focused 15. That's 15 minutes when you're not trying to watch TV, when you're not playing Candy Crush, when you're not on the phone, when you're not trying to do something else. It's half the time it would take to watch a sitcom. And during that time, I want you to give me 15 minutes to devote to one task. You will be surprised what you can do with 15 minutes if you focus your attention on what you're doing during that time.
Okay.
And it can apply to anything. Like anything you don't like to do, you can pretty much do for 15 minutes.
Right. And that's why they start creating these workouts. You don't like to work out, they got 10-minute workouts for you because it should not be any excuses. You can get out there and you can do it. And I love that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And when you're doing it, you know, commit to doing it, and you'll be surprised. So even when I'm cleaning my house, there are times when, and I never do it for more than 30 minutes, I'll set a timer, go in the kitchen, set my timer, and I'm going to clean for this amount of time. It might just be, a lot of times it is 15 minutes. And at the end of 15 minutes, I have a choice. I can either stop because I've reached my goal and I've met that promise that I made to myself for doing it for 15 minutes, or I could say, you know what, I need another 10 minutes and put 10 minutes on the timer and do it again.
Right. And that works out just fine. Because sometimes you just don't have that enough of time to just take an hour, but if you start, like you said, in baby steps, just take it slow. You can get it done. That's what I do around my house, too. If I see something dirty or if I see the bathroom not clean, I will go ahead and do that. But I'm not going to overwhelm myself and do so much because I know I have to work. I gotta prep up for the show. My girls need attending, too. So it's a lot on your plate. So I do agree with you all the way, Karen. Just take out 15 minutes or at least 10 and just try to get it done. Well, don't
now, how old are your girls?
Ooh, they're 8, Karen. You want one of them?
Sure. I'll probably bring it back in a week, but if they're 8, then they're old enough to be starting to do some chores themselves.
Well, yeah, Carol, I get
so
them all the time.
If you say a Focus 15, then make that a Focus 15 for the family. Put on some fun music and say, okay, we're going to take 15 minutes and you're going to clean your room. We're going to take 15 minutes and you're going to do this. And get them in that habit of taking care of what they need to take care of. Because as a mother, you shouldn't be doing everything.
Because I get them to do it. Now, the only thing you have to do is just watch them when they wash dishes or something because they like to overpower with the dish liquid, bless their heart. They'll use up your whole bottle. But I get them clean up, especially their room. Lord, have mercy, that room stay look like a jungle bee. And I'll be like, who is in this room, 10 kids or 2? Because they twins, Karen. So I'll be looking at the room. They be getting mad. I clean my room already. I do it every day. I'm like, well, Daddy and I cook every day, so there's no negotiation in this. It's either do it or not. You stop messing up, you won't have to worry about it. Because I know I work. I feel like I be outside the house more than anything than in inside. So I say, I know I don't mess it up. It be done. In fact, they're making noise already, Karen.
See, you see Jake only barked one time. You haven't heard him since.
Okay, I have to threaten him. Be quiet. Look, I'll be telling them, be quiet back there in the back now. Yeah, they respect, though. They know. They'll even tell Daddy, Mama getting ready to do her show. She getting ready to do her show. You need to be quiet.
Yeah, I mean, because kids know. Kids know what they can get away with and what they can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know.
They know who they can get away with stuff with.
No, I don't play that. Like, going out in public, I don't have time for that. You're not going to show out on me. They know I'm not. I don't know. And I don't know why they be thinking they're going to get saved. That was the wrong mistake, especially with my mother. You are not going to get saved. You want to show out, okay. I'm going to show out right here with you. Come on. So I be looking at them. Don't start, because you know I will embarrass you. Yes, I will. I will embarrass you. You embarrass me, I'm going to embarrass you back.
See, that's what I'm upset about, that I don't have kids, because I've got a lifetime worth of embarrassment that I want to do. and I can't embarrass them if they're not, if I don't have kids. But, yeah, my mama used to embarrass me all the time. And I thought, when I grow up, I'm going to have kids, and I'm going to embarrass my kids.
Well, see, now I don't try to embarrass them, but you know how sometimes Sharon likes to get loud out in public. Karen, they're going to get their way. Really? Are you hollering in public? Like, oh, okay. So I guess they're going to save you. And I'll be telling them, no, ma'am. And I give them that little pinch. Pinch your little hand. She'd be like, oh, that hurt. Yeah, it's going to hurt worse if you keep on. So I just give them the look or either a little pinch because I just want you to understand. I'm not playing at 8. You're getting older now, so. It's time to grow up, so I do. I make them clean up, especially when they start their arguing, care. I'll find you something to do around here. Do some paperwork. I got workbooks for you over here. We can do math reading. You can clean up. It's not too many options you're going to get because I'm not going to listen to you argue in my ear. No, ma'am. No. But, Karen, now since you focus on small changes, can these really make a big difference?
It's the only thing that really does make a difference. I mean, okay. If you want to change your eating habits, you can't just eat a day full of vegetables and fruit and say, okay, now everything is fixed. You know, if you really want to, you know, regulate your blood sugar, if you need to lose weight, it's going to be little things that you do every day that make that happen. You normally don't get the first job you apply for. You have to take the time to work on the resume, to look for work, to prep for interviews, to have interviews. Everything you've ever accomplished, when you go to college, you don't just show up one day and, woo, I got a degree. It's a lot of work every day. And so once you do that, you see the difference.
Right.
And that's what you need to do. I mean, we always want the easy way. Like, I had to get my little come to Jesus talk, and I realized I need to get it together with my weight. I need to get it together. I have nothing against plus size women. I'm one myself right now. But when I was in college, I was literally 100 pounds thinner. Like, people that have met me recently can't see that, but people that know me know that that's where I started. And so for me to have this extra weight, although people say, you don't look bad, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's not healthy, and it does not make me happy. So I have to lose weight. So I went to Weight Watchers, and I joined Weight Watchers, and I love it. And when I tell people that, they say one of two things. They either say, oh, great, you know, that didn't work for me, or that worked for me, or this is what worked for me, or they say, I don't have time to count no points. Well, here's the deal. Yep. If you want something different, you have to do something different.
Right.
You can count points, you can cut carbs, you can watch your portion sizes, but you can start walking after dinner, but you're going to have to do something different, because if what you were doing was working, you wouldn't need to do anything different.
Exactly, and I agree with you all the way with that too, Karen. I have no problem with the plus size women. Myself, I'm small, but the small women, listen to me, you think you could get away with it too, and no, because you could be obese too and be small. And a lot of people look at me, oh, why are you working out? First, I want to stay healthy. I want to live a prosperous life if I can. When I hit my 70s, I still want to look good. There are 70 years old out here doing it. Like, they're in their 30s, so it's all about how you keep yourself up. And like you said, it's just take the baby steps. You got to be willing to want to do it. You can't keep saying, oh, I'm going to do it. Okay, when? And I really don't like the New Year's resolution. Oh, I'm going to start next year. Really? Why not start right now? Why wait till New Year's?
You know, I saw a really good photo, and I think it's in my Facebook somewhere, and it says you don't need a new year to start something. You just need a Monday.
Exactly.
Start on Wednesday if you have to. But start, and here's in my goal setting, and I have it in a webinar format. So if you go to my page and you get it together, Girl Media, and you go to shop, the first thing you see is a free webinar on goal setting. And at the end of an hour, you can have up to 3 goals created. But one of the things that's different about my goal setting is it's great to have to-do lists and steps you need to take to reach your goal, but I make you ask, who's on your team? Who's there to support you? And what is your backup plan? Because at some point, you're going to have a slice of cake. At some point, you're going to roll over when you should have gotten up to work out. So how are you going to get back on track? Because you will fall off track. That's not me being pessimistic. That's me being honest.
Right.
So how are you going to get back up when you fall? It's critical that you recognize that and you work on it.
Right. And you do have to have supportive people around you. That definitely will help you. You don't need any negativity in your life. But, Karen, you say people have more time than they think. A lot of people would probably disagree with that. Explain how using small pockets of time can make a difference.
You have more time than you think. Like I said, I got a dog.
Yeah.
And I will check my voicemail and start returning calls when I'm walking him.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm using those little pockets of time. I mean, if you're in line at Walmart and you know it takes longer to get out of Walmart than it did to do all your shopping, pull out your smartphone and return some emails. You know, make your to-do list. Get, you know, when you're sitting there waiting for your kids at practice, what are you doing with that time? Are you really paying attention to your kids, or are you just chilling?
Right.
You know, and maybe you want to use that time to just chill so that you can focus on something else when you get home. But being aware of how you're spending those little pockets of time can free you up in other ways.
Right, because that's what I exactly do on my job. Well, I know we're not supposed to, but I sneak and I check my emails. I like to stay up to date with people because you never know who wants to email you or what they have to say. So I'm always trying to check that, stay up on my Facebook fan page. So I take out every little bit of time. Sometimes when I do my radio interviews, I'll sit on my laptop and make sure I send out an email to the other guests, reminding them of their scheduled show time. So, yeah, all that little extra time that you're doing, you always do something else because while you have a speaker on your phone, your hands are free. Because I'm
now,
doing that.
My only caveat to that is if it's – the reason I say small pockets of time is if you have something important to do, be able to give that your attention.
Yes, yes.
You know, if you have kids, so you're probably going to recitals and plays and all sorts of things.
Well, when not, you yet, are, not yet, Carol. Not yet.
I have a younger sister who was in dance every other week. It was some big dance recital. But when you're there, you want to be there and be present and enjoy what your child is doing. So you want to use your small pockets of time where you find them so that you can focus where you need to focus. Like one small pocket of time, if you pick up your kids from school, you should be maybe talking to your children on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Having those conversations with them is important. So just look, make it into a game. Okay, how can I save time today? What little pockets of time am I going to encounter? Am I in the doctor's office? I'm always waiting in the doctor's office. Can I get something done there? Can I pull out my phone and return an email? Can I stay up on my Facebook page? What are you doing so that when you get in that doctor's office, you're giving your child their attention?
Yes. Every little bit counts, especially when you, like you said, when you have children, you got to spend all the time that you can with them because they don't understand. And that's why I try not to, I don't really like to work too much because then I feel like I'm weaning away from them. But that's why when I have them all days, man, I try to have all the family time I can get with them, Karen, because they grow up so fast before your eyes. After a while, I'm going to be looking at these young kids. After a while, I'm going to look at these young ladies, and they're going to be teenagers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm allergic to teenagers, personally. But that's just me. But
I really can't see you the way they be acting these days. You be like, I don't recall acting like this when I was younger. What is going on? Where are your parents?
I mean, I got on my own nerves when I was a teenager. So but yeah, it's a different time now.
Now,
it's definitely
Karen,
a different time.
It is. Times really have changed. Now, Karen, when it comes to goals, you talk about comprehensive goal setting. What does that mean?
Well, some of the things I already mentioned, having a team in place when you start your goal and realizing that the people you think should be on your team might not be.
Okay. Yeah.
So having the people that you need to support you, let's use weight loss for an example. Maybe your husband has certain fears of what's going to happen when you lose weight. So he's taking you out to dinner. Who are you talking to that's going to help you stay on the right track? Who are you going to talk to that says, okay, let's pull the menu up online and determine what you're going to get? My thing is I used to be a really bad compulsive shopper, and I literally had one friend that I could call when I was in the store and be like, look, I'm seeing some shoes. I'm seeing a couple pair of pants. I really can't afford it, but I really, really want it. And she would talk me down and out of the store. Now, that's a supportive person.
Yeah.
You know, to remind me of what's important and what that isn't going to do for me. So who is on your team? What's your backup plan? And why do you want it? Do you want it? I mean, like right now, I want to lose weight because I can't shop in the stores I want to shop in, because I want to feel cute again, because as of my last doctor's appointment, my sugar was up and my cholesterol was up. And my sugar being up, I have a parent that died of complications to diabetes, and I have another parent that's diabetic now. So these are some very good reasons I personally have for losing weight. I'm not losing weight because I want some guy to be interested in me or to like me more. I'm not losing weight because society says I should do something. So step three in my method is to stop shitting on yourself.
Okay, I like that one.
Because a lot of times we have goals because we think we should. For years, my father was like, you need to buy a house. You need to stop wasting money renting. But I moved from Maryland to California and then from California to Charlotte. I wouldn't have been able to do that as easily if I had owned a house. When I got to Charlotte and I got the money for Millionaire, and I got to Charlotte and I had loved Charlotte, and I thought, okay, now it's time for me to buy a house. Not because people think I should and people think I'm wasting money. I should stop wasting money. But because I'm at a point where this is what I want.
Right. And you know, my coworker, that's what she was telling me, especially because I get excited most of the time and think everybody's for me, Karen, and they're not. And I tell them about my show, and she told me one day, she said, you don't tell everybody, because everybody, like you said, not going to be on your A-team. They're either going to pray for you or they're going to be against you.
Right, right. And what I like people to be on your team, and I'm the same way. I won't tell everybody.
Yeah.
But I've had to learn to bring that back in. Because
mm-hmm.
not everybody is in my corner. Not everybody wants to be helpful. And
mm-hmm.
so you have to have those people in your corner that you can call when you want to talk about your show. When they
yeah.
do pick one of your episodes to be featured, when you do have those successes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, those are the ones, and those are the ones I really appreciate, the ones who really stick in by me. But we're going to end up taking a short break, and we're going to come back with Karen Beach. We talked about getting together, girl, and men, we're not forgetting about you either. So
yeah,
stay tuned.
It is. Guys can get it together.
There's only one station that will keep you happy, Blog Talk Radio. We're taking more of your calls at 347-426-3751. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with Karen Beach. I also want to thank the two guests who are in the chat line with me. If you have any questions for Karen or I, please don't be afraid to call in, or you could do it on the chat. We're willing to answer anything that you want to know. But Karen, now, we all focus most on the women. The men think they're probably getting out of something today, but you're not, guys. This is all about you, too. Right, Karen?
It definitely is. Everyone can get it together, but the way I saw it, why it's get it together girl, is that mostly it's women that are going to start getting it together first, and then they're going to lead their men into getting it together. I just didn't see a bunch of men buying a get it together workbook.
Right.
But, ladies, if you are making these changes and are positive in your life, and they will be, then your man's going to start asking you questions. Not even just your man, but maybe your brother, maybe your father. I know my father came to my house once, and I, every evening while he was here, there'd be a time when he'd be downstairs watching the news, and I would come upstairs and work on my books and work on my blog and all that, and the phone would ring. And I would look at it, be like, oh, that's just my girlfriend, Stacy. Cindy, I'll call her back later. And my dad would be like on the first ring, phone's ringing, as if I can't hear the phone ring. By the third ring, he's like, the phone is ringing. And I'm like, I don't have to pick it up right now. I'm in the middle of writing. And Cindy, I love her to death, but she's one of them people that you got to start 10 minutes in to get her off the phone. Because, okay, I got to go. Okay, well, just one more thing. Uh-huh. So I don't want to talk to her while I'm in the middle of writing. And when he got back home, he told me that he had started screening his calls when he was in the middle of something because he saw how it worked for me. I wasn't ignoring her. I'm going to call her back when I'm done, but right now I'm in the middle of something. So he was able to see what I was doing and see how it worked, and then he started doing it.
My sister-in-laws are the same way, and they will talk and talk. You can actually put the phone down, Karen, and they'll still be talking. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. I got to go, and they'll still be talking. They ain't heard nothing about you saying excuse me. You come back, and their mouth is still running.
I'm sorry. I'm on fire right now. Okay, but
they ain't heard nothing that you said. Still talking.
I'm having a Michael Jackson experience. My hair is burning off my head. Okay. Well, I just want to tell you.
Like, didn't I just tell you I'm having a crisis here and you still want to get that last word in? Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know exactly who you're talking about. And I said, I'm going to call you when I'm done doing what I'm doing. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you, Karen, have you done that where when you tell me you're going to call them back and they call you back, look like about 2 minutes later, you'd be like, I just said I'm calling you back, not for you to call me back.
Yeah, that's why I don't pick it up. That's why I just say, okay, I know, I got her, I'm going to call her back. And now it's to the point where my friends know it.
Yeah.
Oh, Karen must be away. I mean, because I'm also good about, like, turning my ringer off when I go to work and not turning it back on. So I could just be sitting there watching TV and be like, oh, snap, somebody called me. And so they know either I'm doing something or my ringer is off. But I'm going to call them back. I'm definitely going to call back. But right now, if I'm in the middle of something, I can't talk to you.
Right.
Now, if I could just pick up the phone and be like, hey, girl, I'm going to call you back, and she'll be like, okay, bye, that would be one thing. But that's not going to happen with some people.
Right.
But, you know, my dad is a typical guy. He's not going to read the book. But he saw something that worked for me, and he was like, oh, can that work for me too? That's how, you know, and I'm very, very, very single right now. But I'm an awesome girlfriend because I get guys more than most women. And most of the time, guys will look at what you're doing. They respond to action. They don't respond to a bunch of talk. If you talk too much, they tune you out.
Yeah, I do agree. I agree with that all the way, 100%. Yes. Guys are totally different. But what amazed me, because I was on the job one day, and this one guy told my co-worker, who is a good friend of mine, too, he told her, I was listening. I'm very attentive. And we were shocked. We looked at him like, wow, you actually listen? That's something that don't run together for men at all, listening and actually paying attention and know what we actually said. No. Yeah.
And you know, and sometimes they do, but, you know, I have a guest that's coming on my show in a few weeks, and I was prepping the questions, and she's about men, differences between men and women. And one of my questions for her is, like, I gave her an example, and I said, am I on the right track with this? And I said, if I have a really hard day at work, I might call one of my girlfriends, and we'll talk about it for the whole drive home while I'm walking the dog, who said what they didn't say, what they look like when they said it, what they should have said, what you should have said, and we'll dissect it to death. But if I have a man, I come home and he says, how was your day? I say, oh, so-and-so was getting on my nerves. If he wants to hear something else, he'll say, oh, what did she do? Again, I give him a short answer. He doesn't want to hear all those details most of the time.
No, they don't. And they try not to hurt our feelings.
Right, they do, but recognize he's not your girlfriend.
Right.
He's not the same. I mean, even my dog, not this dog, but the dog I had before, I would talk too much and he would turn around and walk away.
Like, I'm not trying to hear this.
At first he'd be sitting there doing that little cute cock his head to the side, and then after a while he'd be like, I'm going to go lay down in the guest room.
And then, I'm going to probably get this dog food. Hey, that's as far as I'm going.
He's like, I had you, but really it's too much now, so I'm leaving.
So, Carol, why don't you start Get Together Girl Radio?
I started Get It Together Girl Radio because I like the workbooks and I like the blog, but I wanted to do something more. And, you know, as I said, my degree is in broadcast journalism. And I thought, you know, this is a good way to have people on that will help people get it together. I can have different guests on. I can have different, different focuses every week. And I like broadcasting. I like being on the air. So it was a good fit for me because you could tell right now how shy I am.
Yeah, and I feel the same exact way. This is in our blood, Karen. We know that communication is somewhere deep in us. That's why we got started, because we love to talk. And I feel the same way. That's why I went this angle. I did it when I was in college. I said, well, let me start up. This is my own thing now. I don't have anybody behind me telling me what time I need to come on or I need to have this talk. So I had to make that choice. But do you feel that at certain points of time, is there a lot of pressure as the creator of Get It Together Girl to have everything together?
Yes, it is. I do. And it's at the end of the day, people need to realize that I'm a real person, so I have my struggles as well. You know, people say, oh, you're a coach. I'm also a person that suffers from depression. You know, so I still suffer from depression but I'm a coach. You know, I'm a real person. And I think that in some ways it makes me relatable. If you realize that I'm not trying to be perfect, you know, yes, I have, you know, I'm on a diet. I need to lose some weight. I need to, you know, I'm looking right now in my exercise room. I got an elliptical and a treadmill. I need to actually get on it and not just look at it.
Right.
So these are things that I work through, and I share my success and my tips and my setbacks with my audience.
I do, like my coworker said that she does. She was using hers for a coat rack. She just put
part of my problem with that is my old dog that I had like over 10 years, he died in September. And I was really sad, and during that time I got out of the habit of exercising. and I haven't gotten back into it since. But now I'm having that problem that a lot of people have, whereby I'm starting, but I can't do what I did before. And that's hard from an ego standpoint to know right. that I used to be able to walk at this speed, but now I got to take it back down to this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I used to be able to do X, and now I'm not even doing Y, I'm doing Z, you know, and that's hard. But I realize that I have to start somewhere, and
right.
something is better than nothing. Like, if I work consistently at it, I'll build myself back up. But again, it's baby steps. But
it
it's harder to take baby steps when you were used to taking big steps before.
Yeah.
But
like
I have to start somewhere.
Exactly. And you could do this. I believe in you that you can. And I love doing P90X and Tony Horton. He'll tell you, he say, do your best and forget the rest. And that's why I say when I be feeling like I'm out of air, I'll be like, you're right, I am. And that's why I'm going to pause you because I am doing my best and I'm forgetting I'm forgetting the
you
rest
know,
of this.
I can't even do one burpee. And it's just really sad to look at me try. It's just really, really sad. And I'm working my way up to that, you know. But, you know, it starts by taking my dog for a walk. It starts
right.
by walking slow. I mean, because I've lost some Weight Watchers about a pound a week after my first week. I've only been on it 3 weeks. First week, I lost 3 pounds. But I'm sure I could lose more if I just incorporated a little bit of exercise.
Yeah.
Because right now I've lost that with just eating. If
okay.
I go back and I start even doing slow on the treadmill for a half hour, I'm sure I'll lose more. Slow on the treadmill for a half hour and taking my dog for long walks.
Right.
It's
see,
not what I did before, but it's more than I'm doing.
But see, you're trying. At least you making an effort to do something. Like some who been saying it for the longest in my ear, and I still haven't seen them do nothing. Like, okay, you still want to lose weight, but when are you going to actually start? Okay. So.
And once you start, you got to stay with it. I mean, we all know those women that just say, oh, I need to lose my baby fat. And the truth is that your baby is driving. Okay, so you've had a while to lose some baby
that's
fat.
That's the hardest thing to lose is that baby fat, but you have to, you got to be consistent. But see, like some people who say, oh, I want to get fit for the summer. And I tell people like this, just be comfortable in your own skin. Don't just do it because it look good for the summer or, like you said, want to get rid of the baby fat. Do it mainly just to stay healthy, working out and eating right. It feels really good when you know you have accomplished that. I feel good after I work out. Matter of fact, well, I can't get to it today, but tomorrow I'm putting in extra hours tomorrow with working out.
Yeah. Exactly, and you feel more in control, and you feel like you can accomplish something. Like, you know, right now I've lost 5 pounds, and it's not a lot, but it's
something.
It's a start, and I'm eating food that I enjoy. And if you're on my Facebook page, Get It Together Girl Radio, Facebook.com, sometimes I put pictures up of my food. Because it looks damn good. I'm a really good cook. You know, and it's the joke in my family because my father told me when I was younger, you better learn how to cook or no man will want you. And now I tell him, I can cook and no man wants me. So. But, you know, that will change too.
I do. I love Karen. Karen says, shoot, I learned how to cook and that's and still don't want me, so now where we
not only can I cook, but I can make a lovely plate. Like, I make food that you want to eat.
Oh,
because it's all, you know, I'll have, like, I'll make some salmon on a bed of couscous with a side of sautéed string beans, and I'll have the little you know, I'll have it just right with the little lemon slices on the plate and everything. It looks good.
Karen, you ain't right. What my coworker always tell me on my job, she always call me messy. See, Karen, you get messy. You ain't right giving us all this good food like this.
That's the thing. I'm like, I have friends that I have one girlfriend. She'll come across recipes and say to me, "Ooh, you should fix this." Not that she's gonna fix it, but that I should fix it. So I'm like, okay, you know, and I'm good at it, and I'm just like, you know, and I was on a sports show, and I had the guys, you know, talking to me about, like, I was telling them, I'm like, I'm on a sports show. There's probably guys listening, but I know sports.
See, and that's a good thing. A lot of women don't. I'm one of them. I try to get engaged because you never know. That breaks down a whole wall when you talk about sports with the guy. They be like, yeah, now I know. Especially on my job, I be trying to get into it. I be like, shoot, what are they talking about over here? Let me try to engage. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know sports. I can cook really good tailgate food, Philly cheesesteaks, and yet I'm single. And I got a 55-inch TV.
God dang, Karen. You got it all. See, if any guys are listening, Karen, let you know now. Good cook. Hey, she knows her sport. Well, she got 55. You can't get any better than that. She got the 55-inch. That's even bigger than mine. That's bigger than mine.
It's the bomb. It's the bomb. I'm just telling you. Tonight, I will be watching my TV with the surround sound. I don't know what movie I'm watching, but it's going to be some movie on the big 55-inch.
Right? You guys better come on now, Kara said. It's not going to be available for long. Watch the
While I'm eating my homemade french fries and my onion burger. That's my burger that I make with the Colby Jack cheese and a couple of onion rings on top.
Look at that. You're not right, Karen. You're not right. No.
Tanisha, when I make it tonight, because now you my friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got your email address. I'm going to tell you. Go to my page and look at my stuff.
Yeah, see? And they're going to torture me. They didn't want me to look at the picture. See?
Mm-hmm. Look, I'll be sitting at home going, woo, I need to take a picture of this one.
I know you are, you criminal. Karen.
Look, I've been watching every Gordon Ramsay show, so I'm on top of my stuff.
So, Karen, what message do you want the young girls to get out of this as well?
I want the young girls to understand that it's about you. It's about your decisions and your actions every day. It's about what you think, and you can live the life you want to live. And this is for the guys too. Small, consistent changes can make a huge difference. Saving a little bit at a time, losing a little bit weight at a time, studying, reading your books a little bit at a time, it all adds up.
Yes,
you
it
know,
does.
You put the eyes on the prize and you know what you want, start going after it.
Right. Karen, just let them know where they can get your books and what time to listen to your show.
All right. Well, the books, everything is at getittogethergirlmedia.com. Right. And the radio show is Monday nights from 8 till 9.
All right.
And this week it's all about the money. I have people on that are going to talk about money, managing your money, and managing the money specifically in your relationship.
All right. Karen, getting to it now. That's an interesting show. We know we have a lot of people who have difficulties with money, so definitely you need to tune into that. Karen, I thank you so much for taking out your time to be on my show, and I will be waiting on that picture to be torture on Facebook.
Okay, it's coming tonight. I'm trying to put off eating it till later, but it'll be dinner.
Well, thank you, Karen. You have a blessed one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My guests, please tune in on Mondays. Karen, it's been a pleasure that you've been tuning in and listening, and I hope that you tune in tomorrow, and God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.